Hey, Notorious Bakersfield fans. Notorious Bakersfield the book is available for purchase. If you enjoyed this podcast, you'll love the book. Notorious Bakersfield the book dives deeper into the most infamous crimes, incidents, and personalities that have shaped Bakersfield. This literary adaptation uncovers 30 astonishing true stories from Bakersfield and Kern counties last century. Notorious stories from a notorious community. To purchase your copy, go to Amazon.com or your Amazon app and search for Notorious Bakersfield, the book. This is the Notorious Bakersfield podcast. I'm Robert Peterson, the host and creator of this podcast that takes a look back at some of Bakersfield's most notorious crimes, events, and characters. Hey, Notorious Bakersfield listeners, I want to give you another programming update regarding this podcast. For the next few more weeks, I have some stuff going on that is making it difficult for me to produce this podcast every week. So for the next several weeks, I'll be releasing a new episode every other week. And the weeks in between will be reruns. This is only temporary. I expect to be releasing new episodes weekly by the middle of April or so. Thank you for your understanding. This week's episode is a brand new Notorious Bakersfield story. It was written by the co-author of Notorious Bakersfield, the book, Carolyn Harvey. Reading old newspapers, I'm always surprised by how many fraudsters there were. People who claimed to be members of a certain profession, who had no formal education in that field of practice. These frauds were especially prevalent in the practice of law and medicine. A perfect example of this is Franklin Lee, the topic of this Notorious Bakersfield episode. In the 1950s, Lee portrayed himself as a faith healer in Bakersfield. He saw patients, made diagnoses, and administered treatments to patients. The problem was, he wasn't a doctor and had no formal medical training. He was ultimately caught when concerned community members went undercover to seek treatment and relayed their findings to the district attorney. This is The Quack on Kentucky Street. Franklin Dewey Lee was born in Arkansas in 1886 and lived in Oklahoma until he moved to Kern County in the early 1950s. He and his wife, Eva, lived in a small home at 2915 Kentucky Street in East Bakersfield. It was in this home, investigators contended, that he practiced medicine and dispensed drugs without a license. And he did it as a faith healer and even led classes in faith healing. State investigators from the Board of Medical Examiners and the Bureau of Food and Drug alleged that Lee had practiced medicine in Bakersfield for about 6 years. The state assembled evidence, and the district attorney brought an indictment against the 70-year-old man in 1957, and he went on trial for being a charlatan. One witness for the prosecution, Claire Schaefer, was the executive secretary of the Kern County branch of the American Cancer Society. The 49-year-old woman explained in her testimony that she felt that taking part in the investigation would further the work she did for the Cancer Society. Schaefer and another witness, Bernice Jensen with the Kern County Heart Association, stated they visited Lee several times. Jensen wore a wire and obtained evidence for the prosecution. Schaefer said in her testimony that Lee told her he received the gift to heal when he was only 9 years old. Lee was a member of the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She said Lee did not ask for money for the sessions, but that she was invited to leave a donation. he saw up to 75 patients a day. On one visit, Schaefer said Lee's home was crowded with other patients. He whipped up a concoction in his kitchen and said it saved the mane of an expensive racehorse who was losing its hair. Schaefer said Lee invited her to taste it. Schaefer testified that she found it gritty and muddy. Lee put some on half of her face and promised she would look 5 years younger. Schaefer testified that it did nothing except get dirt in her hair. It was, Lee claimed, also great for fertilizing rose bushes. Schaefer's exam consisted of Lee squeezing her feet repeatedly. When the squeezing elicited pain on her big toe, Lee stated the area was connected to her kidneys. Another section on her foot that hurt was connected to her liver, he claimed. Lee said his magic machines, which were actually ozone generators, would cure cancer without going under the knife. During one visit, Schaefer testified, Lee used colored light tubes to treat her complaint of feeling poorly. The prescribed treatment was 47 units of blue color, 31 of green, and 22 of yellow, with Schaefer placing her feet against the flashing lights. The machine emitted a foul-smelling gas that gave Schaefer a headache. No wonder. Ozone generators emit noxious ozone gas, a component of smog, and can cause lung irritation and other health problems. Schaefer bought various products, including a vibration machine from Lee. Some of the items introduced into evidence by prosecutors included two ozone generators, bottles of pills labeled Montomin and Montovite, a bottle of sage, and a bottle of something called Rocky Mount Minerals. Schaefer paid 55 cents for the sage. Lee told her to mix it with hot water and drink it instead of her morning coffee. The promised benefits included curing stomach trouble, flushing out her kidneys, growing new hair, and getting rid of any gray hair. A report from the Iroquois Post newspaper stated that Schaefer took the pills after checking with her personal physician and the California State Medical Board. She suffered from internal injuries after ingesting the caustic chemicals. The Post reported that Schaefer related she expected to see people of a lower intelligence level at Lee's waiting room, but she was surprised to find out that she was wrong. One fellow patient, she said, was a county official, and many others were leading citizens of Bakersfield. A diagnosis of cancer is never easy. Even with modern medicine, cancer treatment is often long and arduous. Some might even call it barbaric. In the 1950s, when Lee was on trial for practicing medicine without a license, the only treatment available for cancer in many cases was surgery. It was far less precise than today's robotic and minimally invasive procedures, and often entailing long recoveries. Today's standard treatment, like radiation and chemotherapy, were just becoming available. At the time, cancer was said to kill 1 in 4 Americans. So it's no wonder that a man promising a cure would have a full waiting room. But he made promises that he couldn't keep. He sold worthless cures and gave people false hope. Claire Schaefer was recognized for her work in stopping Lee's quackery by the California chapter of the American Cancer Society. She received a merit citation for her undercover work. Schaefer was well known in Kern County for her work with the American Cancer Society and the Bakersfield Community House. She died in Arvin at the age of 84 in 1991. And as for the quack, Franklin Dewey Lee, he was sentenced to 365 days in county jail. He ended up serving two 180-day sentences concurrently. At some point, he returned to Oklahoma, where he passed away in 1972 at the age of 85. Resources used to research this story: the Bakersfield Californian and the Iroquois Press. This story was written by Carolyn Harvey. This is Robert Peterson. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'll be back next week, next Tuesday, with another notorious Bakersfield story. Until then, stay safe, stay out of trouble. Don't become a future episode of the Notorious Bakersfield podcast.
Just helping out with your facts there.